Hey, look.
Max.
Why does a chicken coop only have two doors?
I'm guessing this is a joke, so instead of being serious, I'll ask why? Why does a chicken coop only have two doors?
Because then it'd be called a chicken sedan.
Ah, okay. I see where you're going with this one. That's the kind of attitude we're gonna have tonight, huh? Well, what if we lift the chicken? You know, we put like some like 4x4 suspension on that bad boy, and then we fucking get some like big wheels on it. We go mudding, and then we got like an off-roading chicken,
Chicken coop,
a chick UV.
chick UV,
Like Chick-fil-A, chick UV.
or a CUV.
Yo, we should try and get sponsored by Chick-fil-A.
Should we?
Maybe. Maybe not.
I
But
mean,
maybe.
yeah, they're very religious.
They are.
They're not open on Sundays.
They are. Not.
I
Maybe it's not a good idea.
don't see why not, but like, they'll be like, okay, but on your social media, make sure to like praise the Lord.
It's good day for chicken.
All right, that's true. I have a chicken chalupa downstairs waiting for me. You like Taco Bell? Yeah? What's your favorite fast food?
I would probably say Chick-fil-A.
Fair.
If it's not gonna be Chick-fil-A, it's gonna be Wendy's, but
Hell yeah, Wendy's.
realistically, we shouldn't be eating fucking fast
I
food.
guess, but like some of
We
it's
should
not.
no,
Like, do
don't,
do.
no, don't try and justify any of
All right,
it. We should
no.
not be eating fast food.
It depends. In my opinion, okay,
There's nothing.
Taco Bell,
If
probably
you're
not.
poor and you can't afford anything else to eat, then yes.
All right, what about like
That might be
KFC?
a circumstance. No, it's not, the food is not healthy for you.
I mean, it's not healthy for you.
No, it is not.
I don't know. Go if you go to KFC, get
Look,
yourself
look,
chicken,
look.
corn.
Well, if you look into it, you will learn that it's not the best option. I'm not saying
Oh,
that, like,
sure, but it's
you
like,
can or don't eat it,
yeah.
but like I just said, I like Chick-fil-A and Wendy's, but like, we shouldn't really not be eating it.
See, but Wendy's fresh. Wendy's is
Yeah,
like.
it's fresh, but who knows how those cows are treated that they slaughter for the food? Who knows what the pesticides they
Yeah, but
spray
that's
to
the
grow the
same
tom-
with the supermarket. Like, we really don't know.
Exactly.
So
Exactly.
let's just buy our own cows.
Well, no, don't buy your own cows, but shop wisely.
Go to
And
Aldi.
shop wisely. Exactly. Go to Whole Food places, shop wisely, and make your own food. I mean, it's not crazy to say that, you know, don't eat fast food because of the reasons I just said, and then that realistically we should, you know, go out of our way to eat more wholly.
Yeah,
But
that's fair.
we
More
just live in
holy. All
this
right, you're right. Chick-fil-A. Welcome, guys, to episode 35. This season 2 of Max and Lou.
He surprised me. He surprised me with a surprise intro joke. He surprised me with a new intro song. And he surprised me.
Don't. I think this is just gonna be like a one-time thing, but it's by Jess Smith, and I heard it, and I was like,
Oh, it's Jess's music still?
yeah.
Nice. It sounded familiar, honestly. I could, like, feel it in the tone. It sounded similar to season one. But this is Max and Lou, and we're a couple of different guys now here in season two. We're more experienced, more well-rounded, more podcast-oriented, and we're gonna do this tonight. So, tonight, on the Max and Lou show, we have, as we ended season one with, a good old round of rapid fire. And we're also going to do a little bit of unit of language talk later in the evening. And at the same time, we're just going to have some discussions, sway a little bit, and, you know, just let things roll off our tongues like we normally do. So, Max, you got anything to say before we get into rapid fire? I'm going to make sure the clock is set here.
I don't think we ended last season with a rapid fire.
No, but I was saying, like, that was, like, the first episode we did it.
True.
First time we did it.
Well, two times ago.
Yeah, but, like, we ended the season with it.
But, as far as this season, I don't know. Maybe we'll bring up some new things. Try to make some new categories.
Some different segments, maybe. We've been discussing that. Actually, yeah. Yeah, I like that idea.
Like, we pretty much did end season one with a new segment. So, I hear what you're saying. But, yeah. I don't know. New season, new me. Let's try this out.
Yeah, that's what I just said. We're like totally, we're well seasoned now. Get it?
Ouch. Nah, it's good. It's good.
That was good.
Yeah, but puns
hurt. I did it on accident.
Yeah, but like puns.
Yeah, they're sharp.
Yeah, yeah. All right, man. See,
and they're quick.
And they hurt.
All right, so hang on. This is a 5-minute timer. I gotta set it to 2.
2-minute timer? For what?
Rapid fire. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah? You sure?
Kinda.
Who's going first? Rock, paper, scissors?
Sure.
Alright, we gotta say our thing at the same time as we go, I guess, or... Okay. Should we say it after?
Now we trust ourselves. Well,
I don't even know what I'm going to do.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, just look at your hand and say it as you go. Or should we go Rochambeau?
Sure. Or rock, paper, scissors, says?
Rock, paper, scissors, says? Yeah, let's go rock, paper, scissors, says, and then do your thing.
All right.
And say it.
All right.
Rock, paper, scissors, says, paper.
Fuck.
Rock, paper, scissors, says, scissors.
Fuck.
Gotcha.
Again, like, for saying it again, my mind's going crazy. I'm like, let's just do
that. That was weird.
Yeah, right. The paper one. That was an extra layer.
All right, so I'll go first, I guess.
All right. Give yourself time. By the way, for rapid fire, we are doing... we each get 2 minutes to talk about a topic, and we will go back and forth, and we will do 4 things to talk about. And then for our last one, we each talk for 5 minutes.
Yeah, so it's going to be basically a 30-minute segment where we try to go as quick as possible in the first few topics, like he said, and then... We have one topic each where we can, like, try and discuss more. But, all right. So, the timer goes on now. Have you ever gone metal detecting before?
Have I ever been?
Yeah, metal detecting.
Like, on a beach?
Like, anywhere, I guess. Or use a metal detector?
I don't think so.
I think I want to get into it. I heard that, if you go to the right places, you can actually make out pretty good.
Absolutely.
Like a hobby.
You know, there's a guy in New York who makes... like money by finding gold in the cracks of the sidewalk out by like Wall Street and outside like.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah, he makes a lot of money.
That would make sense.
Pretty much famous for it.
Hmm. Yeah. I've heard like rivers, beaches, but it can be like a good hobby, you know? If you're like getting outside, I guess.
Yeah.
Wouldn't hurt to carry one around with you in some places.
You're either cleaning up the environment or finding loot.
Loot, like that.
I mean, it's all pretty much stolen goods.
Bring it back to town and sell for some currency.
Yeah, but honestly, I've seen people do it a lot. I thought you guys have been through metal detectors.
Oh, yeah, no, like metal detecting.
Yeah. I don't know, it's not too expensive, right? Maybe like $100 or $200.
Probably for a cheap one. You could probably even get one cheaper, like a yard sale.
Dude, if I just saw one at a yard sale, if it was less than probably $300, I would probably think about it. But I have to see what the price is. If they go for $200 and they sell it to me for like $250.
I think Sean's dad has one. I think Craig has one.
I'm going to ask Craig. Can I rent it?
But... I would love to use one and see how good they work.
Let's see.
10 seconds.
All right. If anyone has been guessing the price of it, the price is $119, or for the best one, $2,120.
All right. What's your topic?
All right. Did you know that Baby Shark is officially the most viewed video on YouTube?
Have I seen this video?
Baby Shark, doo 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 doo. Baby Shark, you don't know that?
I don't think so, and right now it's the most viewed video on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, it's been around from probably...
Is that why YouTube crashed the other night?
2 years, huh? No.
YouTube was down the other night. And I went on Reddit and people were talking about it.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So if anyone was trying to get on YouTube the other night and you're also aware you weren't alone, I went on YouTube. Baby Shark?
Yeah. Alright, guys, let's deafen the ears.
Am I supposed to watch it?
Yeah.
But we're in a segment right now. Is it going to be shorter than... I don't think it's going to be shorter than the minute that we have left.
You're going to put it on for about 10 seconds and then not want to listen to the
but
rest of it.
But there's a bunch here. I don't even know what the hell I'm really supposed to click.
The one that has, like, billions.
I typed in Baby Shark. Dude, I'm not going to be able to find it in time here.
All right, does it show you how much it has?
7.1 billion?
There you go. 7.1 billion.
Look at these kids. What the fuck? Click it. Ping pong. Ping pong.
Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do. Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do. Baby shark. Mommy. How do you like that?
I don't have much to say. Besides that, I think I might have heard it.
People hate it because love it.
We're done.
All right.
Gaming setups. Have you ever thought about upgrading your gaming setup? I follow some pages where, like, I see people with some really nice game setups. And, like, you know, they've got fancy lights and, you know, we've talked about, like, surround sound systems.
When I get the new console, I mean, technically getting the new TV will be an upgrade. I'm probably going to move it because I'm going to set up a PS4 and a PS5 station. And I'm probably going to make them right next to each other.
You should hang the TV on the wall. And make more like I don't have it set up now because my bed's closer, but like have such like a living room spot next to your bed, you know, with like a couch maybe or something where like take Sean's floor couch. You don't want it no more. You have a floor couch with a fucking table, a little coffee table, and your TV like mad low to the floor with you. Like we can hang it like 2 feet off the floor.
Yeah, honestly, what I could do is like have it like I don't know on that beam. By the end of where my bed is.
Yeah.
If I could have had it put there.
Probably.
And then on the complete other side, that's where I'll have like the living room area. So I just have to spin the TV for if I want to be on the couch or in the bed.
That's not a bad idea.
That way this whole part is open. Yeah. In the middle of the room. Yeah.
But yeah, gaming setups. I mean, I feel like some people have some pretty dope setups, whether it's on a PC or if it's on a console, you know?
Yeah. You know what the best gaming setup was as a kid?
What?
I would always do it, like, maybe, not always, maybe, like, once a month. You take the TV, you put it on the ground. You set up blankets and shit, and you're just, like, you lay on the ground directly in front of the TV. Oh, my God.
You love it.
Oh, dude, I would do that all
the
time.
You were in the game. You were the game.
Yeah.
You were the game.
Because you're used to, like, the living room where it's always far away.
You are Jack from Jack and Daxter.
I've done it with Spider-Man.
You are Peter Parker. I've done it. You've done it recently?
Yeah, with the new Spider-Man game. I mean, that was years ago, but... Oh, shit. All right, my turn. I mean, did you know that Sean Connery died?
I don't believe so. Who's Sean Connery?
You liked him, and I think... was it the Gentleman movie? The Extraordinary Gentleman?
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
A movie you apparently really liked.
Did Did I watch that?
Yeah, dude, you kept on... It's funny, I've never even seen it.
On bringing it up to you?
Yeah, I haven't seen
That's the movie with... I feel like I heard of this movie recently, honestly, but, like, there's, like, the all, like, the superheroes in it. They're not, like, superheroes, though, but they're just badasses.
Yeah.
Like, they're extraordinary gentlemen.
But he was a Bond. He was one of the James Bonds.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's sad.
Yeah, died at 90. But he left a legacy.
He was a big actor.
Hell yeah.
It was recently?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good movie. We'll watch it one day.
Yeah, I haven't seen too much with him. He was in one of the
Indiana
Jones movies.
I was going to say, I probably have to know him from something else.
Indiana Jones,
James Bond. I know his name. So, like, that's where everyone knows him from, then it's James Bond.
Yeah. I mean, I know Hunt for Red October. Have you seen that?
Sean Connery. No, I never saw that movie.
Like, even though I'm pretty big on movies, I've not seen a lot of older movies. I've just seen a hell of a ton of movies from, like, the 80s up. What are you looking for?
My phone, not that I really need it.
You're welcome. What's the time?
Alright, next topic. I was thinking that maybe... What just happened here?
Time gone?
Something just happened. Hang on, this is not right.
Uh-oh.
Okay, here we go. I was thinking that maybe, like, the podcast might, if you would like to, or we can talk about it, maybe branch off and do two podcasts, or turn this one into, I don't know, because I like the video games a lot, but you need a language, man. I really like that fucking pod, I like that segment so much. I always, like, I think about it a lot now, because I'm always thinking about words and shit, and, like, we were, like, last night when we were talking, and we basically did like a unit of language off the record.
It's very true. I mean, are you saying you want to do like a separate podcast that focuses more with stuff like that?
I guess so, because like we only do it for like, I guess as long as we can really do it for, you know? Like now that we've got this segment, like if we're just doing like a normal podcast that we're talking... Like, we kind of just, like, do it until, like, we feel like we're going too long or we, like, flake out. But, like, I think we could really do something like that for, like, at least an hour and a half.
All right.
Talk more about language. The unit of language.
All right. All right. I'm not against it.
We can talk about more.
We could also just add more segments similar to it in this.
Or we can make the podcast longer.
I don't know if people like that.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So maybe we should just have, like, a unit language hour-long podcast. And, like, we do other segments in the Max and Lou show.
I'm down.
That are, like, more like video games and fun shit.
I'll be honest.
Because we haven't done any... Like, the fun shit's fun when, like, you have a quiz for me or, like, we do trivia type stuff. Like, and we talk about video games and stuff like that. Like, that stuff's fun and exciting. But unit language, we, like, we can think more and bounce back on, like, what... You know, words and stuff mean.
Alright.
And, like, the ideas behind the stuff, like, we usually talk about.
I'm not against it at all. I'm more, like, I mean, sometimes, knowledgeful, influenced, you know, like, trivia slash learning new things, which is kind of learning trivia. Quizzes.
No.
Oh, snap. Did you know that Hocus Pocus has a sequel coming out and all of the actors are returning?
I kind of knew, because we talked about it on the last podcast.
Did we?
Yeah.
Well, okay, then I'll talk about, did you know that the Super Mario movie is coming out? Mario, I should say Mario.
I think I knew that because you told me, so I hope you didn't tell me on the last podcast.
Oh, man, did I? That's coming out 2022?
I think we talked about it, because then we talked about the IRL one when they were plumbers.
All right, well then, how many is that? I've done one, two, two?
Third time's a charm.
Freakazoid's coming to Teen Titans Go.
What? Is he?
Yeah. Apparently he's...
Why?
He's guest starred before. And he...
In, like, the original Teen Titans show?
Probably in just...
Comics?
Probably just in the show.
Freakazoid?
Yeah, Freakazoid, which we talked about last episode. I saw that and I was like, what?
I'm interested now.
Yeah, I was going to say, like...
It's going to be funny as fuck, probably.
You could also just look up the first time he showed up, because it's been years since the last time you've seen Freakazoid?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think he exists on, like, cartoon platforms anymore.
I give it at least, what? No, what was it? It's 2020? He hasn't had his own thing, probably, in 14 years.
Freakazoid.
Maybe 12 years.
I spelled the name right. That's impressive.
I'm gonna erase you to see. Well, I don't have connection, so never mind.
Freakazoid returns on the next episode of Teen Titans Go. And that was 3 days ago. Can't look into it now, though. Because, Max, it's my turn.
Last one was 1997.
Parkour!
Parkour.
Now, parkour.
Do parkour?
Parkour.
Parkour?
You better do something. Jump over that chair or fucking do a side flip or something.
Or do a side?
Do it right now. Go. He's gonna do it. What? Go, do it that way. Do it that way.
What?
Just do it towards that way. Nah, you used your hand.
I mean, I'm not gonna fucking do a side flip in here right now.
But there's no reason not to.
I mean, a little bit.
You're fearful.
No, I just didn't want to eat shit. Now you do it. Go fucking do something.
Nah, let's just talk about it.
Okay.
When was the last time you did parkour? Just now?
No, last time I side flipped was like September 1st or maybe September 2nd.
Of which year?
This year.
Nice.
Yeah.
I can't tell you when the last time I did parkour was.
Really?
I mean, I'm always climbing around on shit when I'm, like, working and stuff, jumping.
I try to do, like, a side flip at least, or, like, sometimes front flips, but side flips are just my shit.
If I'm, like, working out and I do a pull-up, I don't know if I should consider that parkour.
Probably not.
Parkour needs to actually be, like, executed out in your daily deeds and be necessary from getting from point A to point B.
I guess.
Yeah.
Then I don't know.
Not maybe necessary, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, like I've just done side flips to make sure I don't lose it. You know what I mean?
But the thing is, like, I'm pretty sure... I don't remember if I'm right, but if I remember correctly, the definition of parkour used to be just getting from point A to point B in any means possible. Or something along those lines.
I think so. Or that was free running.
Oh, yeah, because there's distinctions, right?
Yeah.
We're savages.
Not really.
All right. Go.
Oh, snap. You're done on my book. What? Wait, is this the last one?
This is, I don't know, either your...
Oh, it's not.
This is your fourth one.
All right, it's my fourth one. So, I want to talk a little bit about this new Kingdom Hearts game that came out, I guess. Yeah, it's called Melody of Memories, and it's pretty much like a rhythm game. But it's all centered on Kingdom Hearts songs. And did I tell you how many songs there were?
I don't think so.
Take a guess.
30? 40?
140.
What? How did they make that many songs?
Think about every world that you can go to and how every world will have at least two songs. One for when you're walking around and a second one for when you're doing, like, Kingdom Hearts combat. You know? Like, there's battle music that is different per stage. And that's what's crazy is that, like, and then, but Destiny Island, and it was wild. There's two songs for Destiny Island. I was like, well, technically three, because one for when the Heartless come. But the second one is when you're in the race with Riku. It's a completely different song, but it's the only time you hear it. And I just scrolled over it. I was like, this is when you're racing to name the boat. I'm like, that's fucking crazy. That's why I love all the songs from the first game. I like a lot. Two is cool.
I used to suck at that race.
Do you ever go for the zip line?
Probably.
The zip line's like a good one and a bad one. If you miss it, then you lost. If you get it, you definitely won. It's just very clunky. But yeah, it's a very good game. If you like rhythm games and Kingdom Hearts, then it's kind of made for you, I guess. It's just a very good game. There is still crafting, like synthesizing with the Moogles.
Can you walk around?
No. But there is boss fights. And in boss fights, like, it's a lot more DDR-esque because you're not running on a thing. Sora's fighting, and when you hit, he hits. And, like, you're fighting a boss. It's really good.
Alright, so, what if people couldn't talk? This probably is a unit of language topic, but the thing is, we only discuss words in unit of language. So, like, if unit of language was a podcast, this would be a topic. What if people couldn't talk? This would probably be something that would inevitably come up. What if people couldn't talk? How else would they be able to, like, express themselves? Or how would people communicate?
Sign language.
I guess so, but, like, just think about that, though. If people couldn't talk.
People couldn't talk, it would be a very different society. We'd only have silent movies. Well, no. Yeah, we'd probably only have silent movies or movies with only music, you know? No one could talk.
Like, I feel like reading body language might be more important. But, yeah. Like, how would you, like, tell people what you're thinking?
By telling them.
You'd have to, with, like, your hands. You'd have to just, like, draw pictures. Maybe there'd be more pictures. Maybe pictures would be a really important thing. Like, books would just be full of pictures. Until movies became a thing, but that really wouldn't make any sense. I guess it kind of would.
I mean, I'm trying to think about the difference in society. Comedy probably would never be as funny.
Everything would be visually oriented, I guess. There would be no reason for audible communication. Unless music would probably be extremely important then, too.
Is there any way in communication? Oh, well, no, because a language wouldn't really be created, because
you could, like,
right?
Write a song and show it to someone, and they'd be like... And then they'd write another song and show it to you to respond or something?
Well, no, because, all right, not talking is different than not hearing, so you can still make music.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you'd write a song, though, to express what you're thinking or feeling to somebody. So you'd say, here's the song, they'd listen to it, and then they would write another song back to you.
Or technology would get so good that they can just make computers say shit.
But what if language never formed?
Oh, a different question.
Like, I guess there's two sides of this. What if, like, we lost the ability to talk? Or you could just abstractly say, what if people couldn't talk? But, like, you need to, like, specify. So, like, what if we lost the ability to talk? Or what if we never formed the ability to talk? And those are two very different and scary worlds.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think of different things that would change, and that, I don't know. Comedy's definitely a big one for me. Singing.
Well, but think about it, though. Tom and Jerry's a comedy. There's no talking.
Yeah, but, I mean, almost everything would kind of have to be like that or have subtitles. Yeah,
exactly. Like, plays would be a big thing.
Or they could just do
comedies
sign.
Comedies would be like plays.
And thinking about it, and this is the funny part, is that if there was no language or no one could talk, I guess is what you could say. If, like, no one could speak, nothing would feel different. It wouldn't feel abstract.
Exactly. I was just going to say, like, not to get, like, abstract, but, like, each emotion has, like, its own vibration or its own, you know, like, tone to it or whatever, which is exactly why, like, comedy is funny. And I guess it also has to do with, like, the relation of, like, you know, what you perceive to be normal and then not so normal that makes it funny or whatever, you know, but, like, they would still be, like you said, like, sign, some sort of a sign language. Bodies would be read more differently, so, like, a comedian would probably just get on stage, stand there, and then maybe really just start flipping around and dancing and doing weird shit,
yeah,
and people would love it. They would just freak out laughing, and that might be, like, how
Charlie
it works.
Charlie Chaplin.
Is what he did?
Charlie Chaplin was silent movies.
Charlie Chaplin,
yeah, he's the dude with, like, the top hat and the, like, a bowler hat and the cane comedy from,
I think,
like,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's literally what I think I was picturing when, like, I'm thinking of this, the silent movies and, like, comedians having to be on stages more or less, like, putting on a play.
Yeah. Yeah. They do comedy through, like, a play
visual,
or a scene.
It's
yeah.
all just be visual. Which is still, like, you know, reading body language and stuff like that. You know, you're seeing what's going on.
I bet kids would read books more.
Well, there'd be pictures. Everything, as we're saying, everything would be pictures.
Oh, not writing? Why not?
I guess it depends on which world we're talking about.
Nah, they'd have a written language. Right?
I don't know. I guess so. Maybe that's possible. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Because if we never formed the ability to talk, that doesn't mean that we wouldn't have
written ABCD, symbols. You know,
written symbols would probably still, because like you draw a picture of the sun, that's a hieroglyph or a picture meaning the sun that has nothing to do with talking. Okay. So you make a good point there. That's also important to bring up in unit of language.
Or
because there is no or because the conversation's
no,
over.
Not because no one could talk. No one would become, like, cultured. No one would ever be able to, like, form groups. It would all be, like, survival for the fittest, just one-on-one.
You're probably right. There'd probably be something along those lines.
All right.
But anyway.
So, this is the 5-minute one?
Yes.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it felt long. All right. So, I want to talk to you about 2002.
What happened then?
A Target in Kentucky.
You had a story for me, I forgot. What happened there?
A man barges into Target and demands to see the manager. They go get the manager. He comes over and he shoves like a book of coupons into his hand and says, "You mailed this to my daughter, my daughter's name on here, for coupons for a crib. And she's 17 and in high school. Are you encouraging my daughter to get pregnant?" And the manager's apologizing. It's like, "I'm so sorry. This won't happen again. Here's coupons for something else, for a free something," you know, like. Really tried to calm down. Week later, the man comes back in. And the manager's apologizing again and apologizing. And he says, "I found out that my daughter is pregnant. I am sorry." And he apologizes to him. So what does this mean? Target knew that she was pregnant before she knew she was pregnant. And pretty much they made this algorithm and I'm pretty sure this, like, happened the day after the algorithm came out because they didn't think about this fact that if they send these coupons so early, because the whole point is send them the coupons immediately upon them knowing that they're pregnant so they could, you know, sell to them. They're like, pick Target. Here's some coupons for something you will need. And it was pretty much a purchase algorithm. Like, if they went there and bought a certain, like, combination of items, they would know that you're pregnant even though you didn't.
That's interesting. It kind of makes sense because women's hormones are sway when they're pregnant. And most of the time, some people aren't aware of it and other people are. And if a corporation is aware of it and they can do something like that, they can get away with it.
I couldn't find out what the items were, but I'm pretty sure that one of them was like...
Dude, I'm really thinking of like salted chocolate covered nuts.
No, because it's... I think it's like oils. I think they were saying like if a girl's getting like oils, a certain kind of shampoo, I think it is, or body wash, like scented maybe. That's all I really could find, but I know it's a rather big list. Yeah.
It's interesting. You guys better watch out what you're buying from Target.
Well, maybe not, because then you can encourage them to give you coupons. Because, like, it's personalized. Like, if I go to Target and I'm constantly buying, like, video games, you know what I mean? And they just start sending me coupons for discounts for video games, I wouldn't be disappointed. It's the whole point of it. It's a Target audience. They say, "Come back here because we love you."
Yeah, but don't you think they should be telling you what they're doing? So that way you're aware?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Well, maybe it's not a secret. I mean, a lot of things do that. Amazon does it. Facebook does it. See, I don't like Facebook's take on it. Where, like, right now, if I just say the word, like... I mean, it's because I saw a video of this, but, like, I don't have a cat, right? If I just started saying cat food over and over again for like a few days, like conversationally, it would pop up in my Facebook advertisements. But thankfully, I don't use Facebook, so we're good.
Do they do that on Facebook?
Yeah.
I don't know if they have access to that.
Absolutely. I've seen it happen, like, not only on videos, like I've seen that first, but it happened to my dad, it has happened to me. It happened to me because I was talking about...
And you don't think that these companies should have to tell you that they're doing that?
I don't know.
Because they don't tell you.
If they... Well, they absolutely should. That's why Facebook got fucked over. They didn't get fucked over.
Actually. No, they don't get fucked over. They don't tell you and they don't get fucked over. This is the fucking world we live in. Rapid fire.
Was that an ending?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How much more time?
Like 30 seconds.
Well, do you go to Target?
Yeah.
Target's a good one, actually, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I probably prefer Target over Walmart.
I buy my clothes there sometimes. I'm going to look more into them, see just how sketchy they are. Maybe my opinion will change. But till then.
All right.
So. You know New Moon is tonight?
Today?
It's tomorrow, technically, but it could be tonight.
If it was yesterday, how would that have been?
What does it have to do with yesterday?
Yesterday was Friday the 13th.
You guys all know about Friday the 13th and what happened to Max and I.
Yeah.
Just refer back to Max and Lou, episode The Journey.
I'm pretty sure it's 7. It might be 17.
I think it was 7. I think we clarified this at one point and that's how we knew.
Yeah, but it's the episode titled The Journey. But yeah, on Friday the 13th, me and Lou were up at the highest shelter on the Appalachian Trail.
Friday the 13th, 2015.
Yeah.
February 13th, 2013. 15.
Yeah, it was snowy. It was the only time that we couldn't get fire because everything was like soaking wet. Nothing would burn. But it was also the best shelter. Episode 9.
We gotta remember that. I should know that. 9.
But isn't it funny though that like do you think we were lucky for that in a way? That on the coldest day where we could not even make a fire, it was the only shelter that was, like, a fucking cabin.
Yeah, I don't know what would have... I don't know how, like, shitty that night would have been if we were in a lean-to.
It was windy and, like...
Yeah, like, because we had that one night where, like, we put the tarps up. It was, like, that second night at the Rod Hollow. We had the tarps and stuff up. And that night was, like, cold and windy. But, like, man, on that mountain, it was fuck. I mean, we were freezing in the cabin.
Yeah. And that little fire out of the canteen.
Yeah, like, we didn't have a fire. We just were able to heat up our soup. That was, like, the first time we used it.
Yeah, it's like a little burner. It's like a stovetop that you can... Yeah, it's a stovetop that you can just, like, screw onto a Bunsen burner. And you can have a little fire. And we both warmed up some soup. And then Friday the 13th kicked in. And, like, I don't know. Mysterious things started happening.
Lights showed up.
Disappeared. We were pretty sure that there had to have been someone there because the lights that came underneath, like the front door, you know, like shining through the crack at the bottom, and then they didn't come in. And who in their right mind is there at like what time? I say it was like 11 p.m. or something.
No, you always think this.
Was it later?
It was so early because the sun was... It was the middle of the winter, so the sun was going... It was probably, like
9?
It was probably like 7 or 8 o'clock. Think about it. The sun just went down at 5 o'clock now. So, like, we would have just been, like... It's 6:30. We would have just been eating our soup and shit now. It's probably, like, 7 o'clock. 7:30, 8 o'clock. It was probably so early.
All right. So, like, around 8 p.m. at this shelter, which we were probably 3 miles away from shelter to our car... Maybe a little less.
The fucked up part is, like...
And then the other way was, like, 7 miles to the next shelter.
I probably could have recorded that and still had the video to this day if I recorded it.
Yeah. I mean, technically, you could do that
with anything. I most likely would have still had it if I did that.
Dude, we would have had that really good video of that plane going right by us.
Damn!
Yeah, I'm so disappointed. The cold kind of broke the SIM card in this GoPro.
But anyway, so yesterday was Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Do you think like a vampire werewolf, like a vamp wolf or a wolf buyer would come out if there was a full moon yesterday?
New moon?
Yeah.
Maybe.
If you're born on that day, then
that's
it's
probably
like...
what came for us that night. It wanted our energy. It wanted us to drain us of our energy and make us slaves of hell.
But then what? Just respect? Or
no, Chick-fil-A came to save us.
Oh, shit.
Chick-fil-A.
No, man. There we go. Make sure to talk to them before this episode comes out.
So, I guess we have nothing else but to jump right into the unit language.
For a look into the words we use and the power they can hold, join us in Unit of Language.
Alright, so what's our word this time, Lou?
The word for this unit
is bark.
The word we're going to talk about today is honesty. So, we withheld from looking up anything about the word, but you're not looking it up right now, are you?
Yeah.
Wait, I want to ask you something first. Okay. What's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of honesty?
Telling the truth to someone else or yourself.
Okay.
It's the best way I can think about it. Or like, well, no, because that's what... well, yeah, because being honest is that. And honesty, I think, is being honest.
Excuse me. I honestly don't know what to think about it. Because we had a small conversation about it before, and those were my immediate thoughts on it is like, well, like what really dictates honesty? And like it would be, as you said, I would think is, which is telling the truth, but then what dictates what the truth is and what a lie is. And what would you consider lying to be? If that's what your definition of truth is, honesty is.
I think it's the truth to oneself, whoever's saying it. You know what I mean? Like you can say something and be wrong, but if you said it knowing it was wrong, that's still a lie, you know? It's like telling something that isn't true. But I guess what you're saying is like, all right, if I said tomatoes a vegetable, and then that's not a lie. It's only a lie if I know that it's actually a fruit, you know?
Isn't a tomato a vegetable?
No, it's technically a fruit.
But I think they're all fruits. That's another thing that we should bring up in Unit of Language is like, without veering off topic, that's something I've thought about and haven't looked into is like, a fruit is a word that describes the
I'm pretty sure
every plant has its fruit.
Yeah, I think it has seeds in it. Anything that has seeds in it is technically a fruit.
But like, fruit, I feel like is a word that describes the, you know, what something grows, what anything grows is its fruit.
Let's see. The definition of fruit is a sweet and fleshy product of a tree or other plant that contains seed and can be eaten as food.
There's only one definition for it?
Yeah, there's a verb. To fruit is, to produce fruit, typically at a specified time. Like the tree's fruit very early.
Yeah, so what would you say corn does? It's not fruiting, it's vegging?
I guess so, yeah. All right, what's a vegetable definition? Definition of vegetable is a plant or part of a plant used as food, typically as a accompaniment to meat or fish, such as cabbage, potato, carrot, or bean.
See, besides the definitions, I would like us to...
or the one other definition. A person with a dull or inactive life.
Sean. No, I'm just kidding.
Like, that's a couch potato, which comes off the same thing. When you call someone a vegetable, that's what a couch potato technically is. They're a couch vegetable.
Yeah. But, with that, we're not going to go down this path, but...
I didn't mind it.
No. Like, the path that I'm going to bring is deeper down right now.
Oh, boy.
Besides looking up the definitions, we should be looking up where, like, the roots of these words come from, though. And that's why, like, I really want to get deep into this unit of language shit. But we're not going to do it right now. Not with those words. If we want with honesty, we can.
Okay.
So, the definition of honesty here says that I'm on Wikipedia, and it says honesty is a facet of moral character that connotes. How do you pronounce that word, Max? Connotes? Connotes positive and virtuous attributes such as integrity and truthfulness, straightforwardness, including straightforwardness of conduct, along with the absence of lying, cheating, theft, etc. Honesty also involves being trustworthy, loyal, fair, and sincere. I like those words a lot. I don't know if that's the definition of it, but it says that
it connotes of from Oxford, so I can tell you the actual definition.
Positive and virtuous attributes such as integrity and truthfulness.
That sounds about right. And the same, like, and it gave you other examples, cheating. But like, makes that's you the thing, honest. Though.
See, like, this is why we need a segment for unit of language, and this is why I believe people, like, this is probably a big reason why we have so much division and miscommunication, because people don't even fucking know where their words come from. I'm not gonna get worked up right now. Max, tell me to calm down. Make one of your fucking ad lib things right now for me.
Relax.
Lou, calm down.
Relax. Just relax. Hold it back. Take a breath.
Okay.
Namaste.
I like that. I'll breathe. So people don't know where their words come from, and that's why, like, you say things and everyone has a different idea of what the word is actually supposed to mean in their head. But so right here it says that in the definition of honesty you have integrity. I don't know what the real definition of that word is. Truthfulness. I don't know what the real definition of that word is. Like, you can look up all of these and get a different definition for integrity, truthfulness, straightforwardness, lying, cheating, theft, loyal, fair, sincere, trustworthy. Like, you have to look up all of this. This means you have to look up all of these words to understand what honesty means.
I mean, I guess you're right, but you can take
one, I mean,
a stab at it. Like,
being truthful. You know what I mean? Like, that. It's not wrong and it's not right, but it's just there, you know? Really, to understand what this is saying, you'd have to go and read about every single one of these words. I'm sorry, what were you saying about the Oxford Dictionary definition?
It is free of deceit and untruthfulness.
Yeah, more words that I have to look up. I'm sorry, continue.
Wait, what?
It was just more words that I didn't know that I have to look up. Like, I know the word deceit and untruth, or whatever it was, but I don't know the definition of those words and what dictates what those words mean.
I guess,
that's the thing. Yeah. Words are.
I mean, untruthfulness is pretty clear. To be truthful, and to be truthful is telling or expressing the truth.
But what is the truth? Is the truth, Max? Okay. This is getting so deep. What is the truth? Tell me the truth.
The state of. All right, let me.
What is it gonna say? The state of honesty. No,
the state of being true.
And what is true? Staying true. The state of staying true. I don't think anybody's true. It's impossible to be true.
There we go. That which is true or in accordance with fact or reality. Reality is important because it's to you as well. Like, you're not lying if, like, you don't
Everybody's reality is different.
Yeah, like, if I, like, again, like,
I don't know. So the truth is different for everybody.
The whole world.
So the truth is different for everybody.
Well, personally, I guess, yeah. But, like, then there are true facts.
So then how can you say that somebody's not being truthful to you if your truth is different than somebody else's truth?
Well, no, because it's only different depending on, like, opinion. You can't, like...
Exactly, though, but that's what it's saying.
No, that's not
what that's saying.
It's saying backwards. Like, if I said Pluto is a planet and I didn't know that it wasn't a planet, I'm not lying. I'm not being untruthful because I didn't know that. To me, in my reality, it was. I didn't know it was a planet. You know what I mean? I mean, it wasn't a planet. You get what I'm saying?
If you believed it was true that Pluto was a planet...
Then I'm being truthful.
To yourself. Well, yeah. So, but if I believe Pluto is not a planet, and then I go and tell somebody...
That it is?
Hey, Pluto's not a planet.
That's being truthful.
This is a good conversation we're having right now. To myself... If you're standing there next to me and the other person, you're going to say, hey, no, he's not being true. Pluto is a planet.
Well, then, yeah, I guess. Now you.
What
think,
does that mean?
That means you think that he's not true, but he is because he didn't know.
But still, like, though, if you would, this is what I'm saying, though. So what? The only thing that dictates what's true and what it would be to be untruthful is just a matter that everyone's definition of true is different.
Only based on knowledge.
What do you mean? Only based.
It's only if you don't know. You know, like if I okay. Or there's lying.
It's bluntly like ignorance, lying. Right?
Yeah.
It's
you like can ignorance. Bluntly lie. Like, you can say, you know, like, some guy has a fucking cast in a bar. It's like, how'd you get that? He'd be like, oh, I was snowboarding and did a backflip. But in reality, he fell downstairs. Like, that's lying.
So then what the definition is almost dictating, like, what the definition is almost dictating is that even being ignorant is being true.
I mean, sure, yeah. You can't blame your lack of knowing something or ignorance not making you true, unless you're actually blatantly lying.
So then, I guess what we're getting to then is it's funny because it's funny because we were just talking about this before when we first met today. What it's really saying then is, it's another question I have to ask. Is lying or not being truthful, you know, not being honest. If you're not being honest, is that wrong? Is that bad?
I would say so.
But the thing is, if you're honest in your eyes, and that's not honest to what someone else believes is honest, because as we're saying right now, everyone's definition of truth and honesty is different. You know, you can be blatantly unhonest and you can be ignorantly unhonest, but that's only based off of knowledge and other people's opinions and them being truthful to themselves and what their definition of honesty is. So if that is all the case, then really what is to say what dictates being good and bad when it's all based off just the sheer fact that people have different definitions of what's true?
I think that's, if you're talking about the way, like, with feelings, yeah, like, because I know what you're talking about, there are people who will say, I'm not going to tell this person the truth. Let's say it's like a significant other. You're like, I don't want to tell them the truth because it'll hurt them. Does that mean you're not being... I mean, technically it means you're not being honest. Does it mean if you're a bad person because of it?
I like that example. That's a good example. You know, just hiding something... Not hiding something, but withholding information, I guess you would say, or anything from somebody because you think it would hurt them. I mean, yeah. If you believe you're being true to yourself... And you're right here being virtuous, you know, you're withholding your own virtues, then you really, I guess it's a good question, is that bad or good? And is like, this is a strange word that we got into here.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it would go this deep in this direction because I'm thinking a lot here. This is what I was saying before when we brought it up. I was like, what the fuck does it even mean? What does it even mean? What does anything even mean, Max?
I mean, being honest, I don't know, seems like a very important quality to have.
You're a wise man, Max.
I don't think so, but I also thank you.
I mean, the beard doesn't lie. The beard's honest. The beard's honest enough. You're a fucking wise man.
If anyone doesn't know, I have a white beard. It's very long. but yeah, I don't know. Is there any... like, childhood lie that you remember?
Ooh, that's a good question. Let me open this thing. I don't even know how long we've been recording for. At least a half hour. A childhood lie. It's weird that I can't even, like, think of a blatant one to stand out. You know what I mean?
I can only think of one.
I've not lied before. But I guess I grew out of it because I really didn't like the way it made me feel.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Dude, that's the one thing. Guilt comes in.
Yeah.
But you do it because, like, when you're a kid and you lie and you learn that lying can get you out of trouble, that's a kid's only influence for lying.
It's a survival mechanism. 100%. I will vouch 100% that that's a survival mechanism.
Yeah, you don't
want to
in trouble.
If you're lying, then I'm not going to say there's really much wrong with that. And, like, it all comes back to what we were saying before about being truthful to yourself. And everyone's reality is different.
Yeah.
Everyone's going through their own shit in their own mind. And we've talked about stuff like this in the show before, but can you think of a good example of when you lied?
Yeah, one, and it's a mix of two. I think it was also the first time I stole.
I was in, I think, first grade, and there was a book fair, you know, Scholastic Book Fair going on, and I don't think I had money to go, and this girl who sat across with me, like her desk was facing mine, she had a $20 bill, and in my world, that's like $100, you know what I mean? I was like, oh my, and she's like petting it, like so it's flat and crisp. And she goes to the bathroom, and like a devious little fucking jerk, I grab it, crumple it up as much as I can, like make it like disgusting kind of, and I put it in my pocket. She came back, and she's crying, and then the teacher checks everyone's pockets, and when I show it to her, it's all crumpled up, and I'm like, no, this is mine, and she was like, no, mine didn't look like that, because like, you know, I fucked it up.
This happened.
Yeah, this was first grade.
Oh my god.
And then I went to the book fair and probably bought some Goosebumps books or something. Then I came home and cried to my mom. And I told her that I stole $20 from this girl who sat across from me. Then we went to the school and we took care of it. We gave the $20 back. And, you know, school, the bookstore's open multiple days, so she... I was my first time lying and stealing, like, in that extent, and I couldn't handle it. I'm like, why did I do that? The way I feel is not good enough. Like, I got away with it, and I didn't care. I remember crying, and I was driving back to school.
Damn.
Yeah.
It made me think of one time that I stole.
Yeah?
And I guess stealing is being dishonest, according to the definition here.
Mm-hmm.
This is, like... the philosophical definition of it. Like, look at this.
Well, yeah, because there's actual truth and there's definitions.
That looks like a philosopher, that guy.
That is... Is his name Tishbin? Tishbin. Do a Tishbin. Honesty is a facet.
A facet of moral character. We read that. His name is Diogenes, searching for an honest man. Honesty is valued in many ethnic and religious cultures. Honesty is the best policy. It's a proverb of Edward Sandys. While the quote
Sandys nuts. Sorry,
hey!
I really could not. I don't know. Something came out of me.
Wow. So while the quote "Honesty" is the first chapter in the Book of Wisdom. Is attributed to Thomas Jefferson, as used in the letter to Nathaniel Mackin. April 30th is National Honesty Day in the United States. What the fuck does that even mean?
It means if you die on that day, and if you lie on that day, you go to hell.
William Shakespeare famously described honesty as an attribute people leave behind when he wrote that no legacy is so rich as honesty. In Act 3, Scene 5 of All's Well That Ends Well.
All's Well That Ends
Okay,
Well.
Okay, so it's an attribute that people leave behind. That's cool. Like, it leaves an imprint on people, I guess they're saying.
Oh, yeah. Because it is an attribute that you're an honest person.
All right. So now, you're in the very last paragraph before I tell you what I tried to steal.
Okay.
It says, others have noted, however, that too much honesty might be seen as undisciplined openness. For example, individuals may be perceived as being too honest if they honestly express the negative opinions of others, either without having been asked their opinion or having been asked in a circumstance where the response would be trivial. This concern manifests in the concept of political correctness, with individuals refraining from expressing their true opinions due to the general societal condemnation of such views. I feel like all that entire paragraph basically says is what we just said, going to the root of all this, is that everyone is their own and should be let to be their own, really. Yeah. And like, you know.
If you think about it, yeah, if someone gives you like some food that they made and you try it and it's not great and you tell them it's great, you're not being truthful. But if you are a very honest person... and you don't like lying, like, even that, and you say, actually, it's kind of awful, people would say that that's not a good quality to have. You don't really do that. Because if you said it's good, you are not fucking anything up.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very, very kind lie.
So you gotta find that medium spot where, you know, just be honest, but don't be like brutal, I guess. Like, you know, I think a good approach would be to say something more, just be more communicative about it, I guess. I don't know. Because, but then again, people get so offensive so easily, though. And that's the thing, though. Like, everyone.
It depends.
This is what. So, like, let me break this down, though. And this is why people need to know where their words come from, though. Because everyone stems from such a different genealogical line where language has come from, and people have learned less and less and less about where their words came from, and then spread so far apart and then come back together almost in a way now where, like, I could even still then say, though, to some kind lady, a lunch lady that makes me a good lunch or whatever, you know, whatever, fucking restaurant, whatever, however you want to do that. But anyway, I could just say something along the lines of, if it's complete shit, I could just be honest and nice enough to say, honestly, I really don't like it. I don't know what could make it better, you know, maybe it's the sauce, maybe it's, you know, the seasoning. I don't know, but it's really just not doing it for me. Like, without just saying that it tasted like complete shit, you know, but, like, being as nice as possible about it, basically, being respectful about it.
Yeah, like, if you just walk up and you're like, I'm going to be honest. See, like, this is the worst thing I've, like, ever had in my entire life.
Everything is dictated by one's own perception.
Sure.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Because, like, then I could try to be as nice as I possibly think in my eyes to somebody, and they could still think like, what? And get thrown into, like, a fight or flight thing.
Sure,
and get anxiety. And then 100%. Be like, they didn't like my food. What's wrong with them? Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to put anyone down or anything.
No, it can happen with, like, so many things. The
there's
best
too
part,
many indifferences right now.
The
we
best
gotta,
thing with
we
that
gotta
is
come
art.
Together,
the best thing is, like, anything opinionated like that that someone creates. If you're talking a book, a movie, actual art, music.
Personally, and I've had this thought a lot, especially on some, like, you know, nights where I'm, like, meditating hard. Like, if you think about it, everything is art, more or less, because it's an expression of oneself.
Sure. Yeah.
But, like, we've gotten to such a mundane, bland, dumbed down way of life that, like, people really don't express themselves much besides, you know, societal norms of getting a job, having the same shit that all the people around you have, and then, you know, occasionally having a couple hobbies that you don't necessarily pursue. But, like, I'm not the only one that'll tell you this, and I'm sure you'll agree with it, that the foundation of this society should be more along the lines of having people pursue their hobbies and interests, find out what individuals like at a young age, and have them in groups and stuff like that where they will, you know, express themselves in that way. That would be much more beautiful of a world that we would live in.
It's kind of like college.
But everything is art. Everything is really art when you break it down.
Yeah. I mean, it's just love. It's interests, you know?
It's expression of oneself.
But then again, and it is a big question, which people got to think about. There is, like, things that you love, but if you do something that you love for work, like, there is the expression that if you love what you do at work, you're never going to work a day in your life. Like, there is that expression, and I do like that expression. But at the same time, if you do something you love to an extent, you will stop loving it. You might not hate it, but you're going to stop loving it. You know what I mean?
Well, it all depends on what, you know, your definition of love is. And personally, like,
sure,
I think if you're doing something where you're getting a high from it, then, yeah, if you do it enough, you're probably not going to get that same feeling out of it.
Yeah.
And you're not going to love it anymore. But if you're doing something for how it makes you feel in the moment of when you're doing it, and I don't think I worded that right. I think you should more or less be happy, be content, be loving and blissful in the moment, in every moment. And that is what would lead to a life of, would you say, love what you do and never work a day in your life, or something like that. It's like, no, just love life and who you are and where you are at every moment, and you'll never have a worry or a wonder of, you know, if, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
So, yeah, guys, I don't know. Be honest with yourself.
Yeah, be honest with yourself. Be true to yourself.
And be honest to others.
Make sure that you carry virtuous integrity and truthfulness, and you move through life with straightforwardness. Look your dragons in the eyes. Do not cower in the name of fear, because we're all warriors fighting our own battles. And with that said, sharpen your swords, put yourself through the fire and the flames to make your soul strong as steel. Strong as elven steel. Some of the sharpest steel out there. And you can get it from the Max and Lou website at maxandlou.com. Make sure you put in promo code MAX, M-A-X, capital. And yeah, catch us on Max and Lou Show next time. maxandlou@gmail.com. Max and Lou Instagram. Max and Lou Show on Instagram. And yeah, just, you know, be honest. Be truthful. Max, any sound notes?
Yeah, I just need to see something. just in case.
MaxandLou.com.
All right, so the website isn't up yet, but we totally do have it. It's no one owns it, so I guess we're gonna do something. All right. Yeah, thanks guys for listening. Tune in next time for more words, more news, and I don't know.
I like.